Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean, you will be entertained.
And we're on. Come on, chameleon, hurry up. Hello,
welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show. Welcome.
I thought you were gonna keep slowing down. Slow motion until you sat down. I thought that was the thing you were going to do.
Yep. Nope. Running out of time. That's what
funny.
You said?
That's funny.
We got to start.
I did say that, didn't I?
Oh, boy. We have a great show for you tonight.
We do. It's just the two of us tonight.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
If we care to try. It is.
Oh, here we go.
The third Sunday of Advent. I changed it up for you.
It's the what?
The third Sunday of Advent in the Advent calendar of, you know,
how many
awaiting
calendars
Christmas.
Are there?
well, there are quite a few, actually. Yeah. But on our way here, we stopped by Hugo's restaurant in North Hollywood.
Okay, that's right.
And, you know, we looked at the menu. It looks fantastic. And then
I'm
all
sure
we
the
wanted,
food is good, too.
Oh, yeah. And all we wanted were some chai lattes, right?
Some chai lattes.
And they took quite a while to make it, but we were like, oh, it's okay. It's worth it. It's going to be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I just took a sip.
Did you?
And it's not worth it.
Is it not very good?
Not at all.
Let me see here. Scorching. It just needs a little bit more chai.
Yeah, it's
kind of thing.
So just water-like.
Coffeeholics is a little better. A lot better.
Yeah, it is a lot better. Okay, and we're giving our opinion.
Just our opinion.
The chai lattes.
Don't hold us to it.
There is no chai latte police that will go to the restaurant. And
there isn't?
No.
There should be. You know what? That's a good idea.
That's it. I'm calling the chai latte police right now.
Yeah, there should be. Okay, especially in Starbucks. There needs to be a police guy that comes up like a patrol or some type of security guard. Hey, you spent too much time, blah, blah, blah. On Wi-Fi, you need to get out. The Wi-Fi police. There we go.
Yeah, we need the Wi-Fi police to monitor Wi-Fiers.
That's right.
Get that phone away from my chai latte. It's not. Yeah, I had another sip, which I don't know why I had another sip.
Yeah, well, that's all we have to drink.
That's
so.
Well, there's water.
Oh,
I want
look
something
at you.
Warm, you know, because it's cold out. It's pretty chilly out. I mean, it is December, but
and I was really looking forward to a nice, good chai.
Yeah,
but
And they didn't add those. What do you call them?
Those cup stoppers. It's the heat stoppers or whatever they're called.
Cup plug. The
those
solo
butt plugs. They're like little butt plugs for your coffee, so it can be nice and hot.
No, it's. I would call them. Solo cup plugs.
That's too long. Butt plugs is so much catchier. You know it.
It's so gross, though. It's so gross.
But yes.
But anyways, they didn't they didn't plug it in, whatever it is. They didn't plug it in, and this thing was spilling on my way over here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to, like, carry some stuff in here. I'm trying to carry this Christmas tree.
I know. This Christmas tree is huge. We had to bring this guy in.
Yeah, if you're watching, yeah. It's right here. But it was just kind of a hassle, you know? And who doesn't? Anyways, I guess we should have asked. It was also partially our fault, right?
Is it? Was it?
Partially, I think. Whatever. yet again, the customer is always right.
That's right.
We had Ken Atkady here last Sunday.
Yes.
Wonderful conversation with him. We had a great conversation.
Yeah, I was there.
You were.
Yeah, we
had
a great...
Oh, that's right. You were.
We did have a
here as well.
Great conversation.
Yeah, and you know what? One of his vents, it was for the ventilator segment, customer service. Speaking of customer service.
Speaking of.
You know what? There is no service.
You know, I'm sorry. I hate to cut you off.
Oh.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry.
We're just five minutes
just
in.
This just in.
Okay, what?
This just in. There is a promo.
There's a promo.
That's right. We have A-plus Total Cleaning, okay? Right now, if you guys need your carpets cleaned, this is a great deal. Three rooms for $99. Can you believe that?
Wow.
A holiday special.
Three rooms for
$100.
Wow, that's really good.
Original price is $150. You get over 50%. What I suggest everyone do right now, if they're watching, go to A+.
Or listening.
Watching and listening. Okay. So go to A+TotalCleaning@gmail.com and put SKS. Why?
Because SKS sent you, or else you're not going to get.
That's right.
You're
not going to get the deal over 50% off. So
then you got to pay 100%.
Yeah, then you got to pay full price. And you can still do that. It's still actually a good deal. So, but 50% off, I'd rather take that. $99, A+TotalCleaning@gmail.com.
That is.
Isn't that a good deal?
Super cheap.
That is so cheap. That is amazingly cheap. That is. Do it. Because. And put SKS, baby. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I forgot what
were
I was
you
talking
saying?
About. I'm kidding.
So
yeah, you know
Ken
what?
Atkady.
Carpets are one of the filthiest things, though.
Are you still on this?
Yeah, because it just reminds me how much I hate carpets. I don't like carpets.
You don't like carpets?
No. They're really filthy. You do have to clean them.
You do?
More often than you should.
Yeah.
I mean, than you do, I mean.
Well, especially if you got cats and all that. But
yeah. But of course, it's, you know, with or without any pets, it's really bad.
True.
They've done, like, those microscopic studies and all that. It's pretty wild. I mean,
well,
wood floors is way better, but then again... Around this time, you know, you're going to get even colder because of the wood. So that's
right.
Why people like the carpet. It's just a hassle. But, I mean, it is Christmas. You're going to be messing up your carpets.
You know what? They're going to get messy anyways when you have your in-laws coming in and having too much to drink. But I guarantee with A-plus Total, it's going to get clean.
Yeah.
Spotless. Yeah. They do that deep, clean steam, baby.
All right. Back to my story.
Back
now.
To the news.
It's not really news, but like I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted.
No, so gladly interrupted.
I just gave you a promo code.
Yeah.
All right. There is...
Which is SKS, by the way. Just to add. Okay. Go ahead.
No service in customer service, ladies
there
and gentlemen.
There is not. And I am upset about that because I'm all about customer service.
You are, though. You really are.
All my retail jobs. I mean, I went through the list and I gave the best damn service ever. Okay? People loved me. They asked for me.
By name.
By name.
Do. This is true, you guys. This is not chameleon news.
There's no chameleon news because I like to treat people equally, like they're human. Like we got, you know, if they want something – I'm like, yes, if I was me getting this, this is how I would do. I wouldn't overcharge them. I wouldn't do all this.
Or and you are so neat.
Greedy. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
You clean I do up clean up well.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's good. Because, you know, people sometimes they go to your house or they go to a business to, for whatever reason, install whatever it is. And then they just, they leave everything a mess. You know, it's like, okay, I did this. Whatever, I don't have to clean it up, which technically you don't have to. They don't have to, but they right. should. It's just rude. I mean.
Yeah. And I've had that before where people come into my house or do whatever.
Oh,
or...
remember those cable guys, the Frontier?
Oh, my gosh. Did I tell that story?
No, you didn't. I don't know if you did. Not on this show.
Are you sure? Oh, boy.
Well, why don't you give us a little refresher?
Just a little taste. All right. So I'm ordering
And then we'll
Frontier.
Get to my story.
Worst customer service ever. I'm sorry if you guys are listening and you work for them or whatever, but I'm just saying it was a disaster.
Your experience.
My experience. The customer service and just like going back and forth, them hanging up on me a few times and I'm finally trying to call back. And then they finally, and then the overchargement, the billing was all off. I had to pay like $900 and I'm like, no, I'm not paying this. It was supposed to be like around 100 or so,
yeah. 150.
And they just... Yeah, it was a bad... And then we got three technicians to arrive at my house. I mean, what is this, the White House? I mean...
Yeah, they made a joke like, oh, are we putting the cable up at the Obama's house or something?
Yeah,
like,
trying to
no,
make me feel
not.
Super special or something.
No, like, you're not. No. You guys just need to communicate better
yeah.
within your own... company and that
exactly everyone's like wait am I installing or no you're installing no I'm installing
I know everyone's three back three people just going back and forth
oh boy but anyways yes so I've had them come in my house and they're messy dirty and they just kind of just don't clean up very well
that whole cable company is just a mess every cable company is a mess I mean really if you go and Google like reviews everything is pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I did, I don't know if anything's changed since a year since I did this. Well, that can change in a year.
I get, yeah, things change in a year. Everybody changes in a year.
Well, okay. So let me tell you a little story about my customer service experience.
Let's try tea. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I have some of your water?
I feel like I'm never going to finish this story.
You're right. I'm sorry. You go ahead. We'll finish the story eventually.
Okay. I was doing some Christmas shopping. All right.
Oh, the Christmas shopping story.
Okay. I was just... gonna be in and out, right? I get right. a few things, like three things, literally.
What were those three things? Do you remember?
It was a bag of potatoes.
Bag of potatoes? I got my bag of potatoes. Okay.
It was a bag of potatoes. They were on sale. And then I forgot the other two, though.
My discount potatoes. I only paid 99 cents.
No, it was the deal was $1.99.
Oh, $1.99.
Yeah, I mean big anyway.
Big, oh, how big?
Okay.
This big. These are some big potatoes.
Yeah, probably GMO. I didn't check.
Oh boy.
I guess that's right. That's why they were so cheap.
Giant French fries.
Giant French fries. Stuff that Nymers
like
made
Gumby
of.
Size.
I know, yeah. Right? No, but listen, I was just going in there for three. Someone else was doing Christmas shopping. Okay. So I'm in line, grab three things real quick, you know, nothing serious. Boom, I'm in line before I know it. There's one guy in front of me. And I'm like, okay, great, this is going to be quick. For some reason, the moment I got in line, yes, I was happy everything was completed so quickly on my part. But I got this weird feeling about this guy. I was like, I don't know, just something like some heavy energy, right? I'm like, okay, I just hope this guy isn't going to, because typically when I sense that, it's some douchebag, right? Mm-hmm. Especially as a woman, like, you know what I'm talking about. You just kind of sense the douchebag presence, right? But it wasn't like that. So he seemed cordial. He seemed normal, I guess, for lack of better terms. And he's there apparently to return something. Hey, I just spoke with so-and-so and I'm here to return this. And she's like, oh no, we all Christmas ornaments are final sale.
No.
And he says, what? Where does it say that? I just spoke to so-and-so and she said it was fine. Yeah, yeah, all, it's right here. So, you know, she shows it to him where in the receipt it says, okay, can I speak to the manager? The manager comes over and she explains, she repeats herself, you know, she says the same thing.
Yeah.
All things are final sale, Christmas ornaments. And he's like, well, they're not even open, you know, it's still in package. Right. And yes, it is.
Right, right.
Okay, but, and then again, no can do. And he throws a fit, right? Uh-huh. And he kind of throws the bag of stuff, of Christmas ornaments, which are very delicate.
Very delicate.
And he kind of throws it at her, but not at her, but towards her.
Okay.
Right? You know, like on the counter. Stand. Yeah, on the check stand. There you
okay.
go. And that's when...
And then it beeped again, and then it's like, no. I'm sorry, you actually owe... $14 now.
No. So the lady wasn't having this, okay? She was a manager. She had a Native American name, which I won't say.
Because you can't pronounce it.
Because I can't pronounce it, but also, you know, because I don't want to reveal her identity.
Right, right, okay.
But it was very neat. I actually liked her name, and that's the reason why I'm pointing it out. But anyways, then they get into it. Sir, no, you know what? You can't throw things at people. You know that it's the holidays, right? You know that we have tough customers coming in, right? You know this, don't you? You know it's the holidays. You can't just throw things at people, okay? Do you know how many customers are under pressure?
Ooh, she said that?
Yeah, it was just... Okay, and the guy is taking this. He's like, you can't just throw, you gotta give people a chance to talk, she said. You can't just throw things, you gotta give us a chance to explain. And she was very upset, you know, she was like trembling, like she was
shaking,
freaking mad.
Yeah.
And she went on to talk a little bit about respect.
Okay.
Now the guy is just standing there at this point taking it like, okay. You know, he knows he screwed up. And now she says, I'm going to help you. I'm going to go ahead. If you gave me a chance, I was going to tell you that I was going to help you. Which she didn't really say that in the beginning. But
no,
okay.
You didn't.
Yeah. I mean, she was just saying, she was really repeating herself. But fine. I mean, obviously, this guy didn't have to do that. But here's the kicker. So when it, all is said and done,
right,
and she's done tearing him a new one,
I'm at the edge of my seat right here. All right,
then she starts throwing things across the check stand.
What?
And she's just tossing things, and she's upset, and she messes up, of course, and now she has to re-toss things across the check stand. And do it
for
again.
For the next person, which was you.
No. And do it again for him.
For
He's
him,
still there.
Yeah. Gotcha.
She hasn't completed taking care of him.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm just like, wow. So she looks at me like, can you believe this guy?
She gives me
this look. No. He's still there.
Oh, my gosh.
And I look away because I'm like, do not drag me into this.
Do not.
Because there are a few things that I'm noticing here that I could point out to you, young lady.
I can, yeah, pick out your faults.
Right. So, okay, finally, the guy's there, you know, and she says, he says to her, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, because he got what he wanted.
Yeah.
In some
so
way.
He's like, all right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And she goes, yeah.
Oh, no, she did not. No, she did not.
No, and you know, it's not even about that. Here's the thing, though.
No, I'm just kidding.
I worked temporarily for Ross a few years ago.
Oh, I don't know if we can use the name.
Yes, we can.
We can?
Stop being silly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything bad about them. No, that's Sears.
Oh, that's Sears? Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
So anyways, they didn't want me to leave. I left. But here's why.
Okay.
I had a lady scream at me because, and this was very amateur of me, because I had never done, like, you know, cashier before.
Yeah.
And I placed her dress that she just got at a super cheap price.
Yeah.
Okay. And I put it with a bottle of shampoo that she got for, like, a super cheap price, too.
Okay.
And, like I said, amateur mistake, right?
It's
you don't
okay.
put, you know, yeah. okay.
You were new.
And people have done that to me. And I noticed that. Well, afterwards, now I'm able to really, like, distinctly
catch
too.
It, yeah.
And, but I don't see anything. I just do it myself. I arrange it myself. But this lady had, like, a meltdown. And she was like, no! Why did you do that? You put the dress with a shampoo bottle.
Oh, my God.
No. Like, really,
started
just
yelling
like that.
At you like
yeah,
that.
Like in front of everyone.
Oh, my God.
And I looked at her square in the eye and I said, you know what, ma'am? You're right. I am so sorry. Let me fix that for you. And I rearrange everything and I give her a separate bag.
Yeah.
And I tell her, have a nice day. And she looked at me like she just saw a ghost.
Oh, my gosh.
She really looked
people
like...
people don't expect that.
They expect you to stoop down to their level.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw with this woman being the manager of all things is she wasn't practicing what she was preaching. Okay, first of all, this guy...
Papa, don't preach.
This guy here was only returning. He got like $5 worth of stuff back. So for him to throw a fit over $5 worth of ornaments.
Yeah.
I would have been like, oh, okay, you know what? It's my fault. You know what I mean? I don't even think I would have gone back.
Yeah.
But for $5, he did that. Okay, there people are under some serious pressure around this time of holiday, this time of year. To go into debt over presents because this holiday forces you to get people stuff or else you don't love them.
Right, right.
Which is so ignorant, which is so stupid.
Right.
So, you know, she wasn't really taking that into account. Like, we're all going through something. I honestly was about to say something. I was standing there and I felt so uncomfortable. And I was just about to say, you know, obviously I wouldn't have handled it that way because
right.
you already know how I would have handled. And it was just, I wanted to say, like, you guys, you know, we're all going through a lot here. Obviously he's going through something or else he wouldn't have put up a fit over $5 with the crap.
Yeah.
Can we just move on? I mean, it is Christmas, you know, but but when tensions fly like that, when just emotions are flying, you know, like I said, I don't want to get in the middle of it and then people now I'm getting yelled at, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying
right.
to buy these potatoes that
I know
that
you're
are,
still, you still have those potatoes in
I
your
still
hand
have this.
And you're like
like, these are kind of heavy, can we
can we speed this up here, come on, help a
it's
brother out
serious.
And let's get going
serious. But you know what, this I've seen this happen before with female managers.
Yeah. See what I'm talking about? Do you see what I'm talking about?
No, and you're like the mainstream, you know, guy, but I'm telling you, I'm all about equal opportunity in the workplace, but I would like to meet a female manager who is actually competent with her job because I have not met her. All my female, and this is just my personal experience,
mm-hmm.
all my female managers that I've had have either not been able to manage because they didn't have the strong backbone to do it and people just did whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
Or B, they let their emotions get the best of them.
And that's not the way to do it.
No. You know,
that's not the way. Like, I've experienced that before too. Like, just recently, I went to In-N-Out. I don't rarely go to In-N-Out that much, but I went to In-N-Out. That was the only place nearby at my work site. So I go there. And I'm grabbing my bag after like a 20-minute wait because they were super busy. Maybe 30. It was a long time. And I only had a 30-minute break. Anyways. And so...
it's irrelevant.
Yeah. That's irrelevant. But I basically I start to grab my bag and the two people were kind of like fighting the coworkers.
Oh my gosh.
And they're like, yes, and they said something like, go F yourself, or something like that, you know.
Oh, my God.
Something, a swear word to each other, yeah. Jeez, you know, so eat my ass or something, you know, whatever. They said something to that effect, and I go grab my burger, and I'm like, you know, you just walk into the parents fighting.
Unappetizing. Yeah.
Mama and daddy got in a fight.
It's so weird. And you feel so awkward. Yeah. And it's like this, my experience here is now ruined. And let me just add this. The manager, obviously, you know, the line is backed up and she opened another register. She was like, oh, ma'am, I can help you in register 5.
And
the ladies, like, no one even wanted to go with her.
Oh,
they,
really?
Yeah, they stayed right there.
Nice.
They were like, no.
No, thank you.
It's like
we'll
that energy.
Avoid the bee.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just, you know, it's not even about that. It's just she let her emotions get the best of her, and it's just not inviting. Like I said, it's not customer service.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, Ken Ackney, that, what he was talking about. It's just falling down, and that's what I've experienced too with women. Though I mean, rarely men. It's mostly women, the one that gives me trouble and don't do things properly, where it kind of throws me off, or if I'm not getting paid at sites or whatever, it's because they messed up.
And isn't it weird, I've read some of the emails that you've gotten when they fail to do
are you spying on me?
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm your assistant a little bit.
Yeah, you are my assistant.
So anyways, and then I see it's full of attitude. It's not even a professional letter. It's not an intelligent argument that they're trying to point. It's full of attitude.
Yeah, just an attitude.
And I'm just like, wow. And I know that there are competent women out there that can get the job done. I mean, Barbara Corcoran, you know?
Yeah.
You know, those ladies from Shark Tank, the queen of QVC.
That's right.
You know, but I'm saying I don't think that, I think we just need to reflect and understand where we're failing, and we need to fix those issues. Because when I was working with a doctor in Beverly Hills, which was my very first job ever, the two women there were just completely unprofessional. And I felt like I was the only one with my screws on, because you know what I mean? They were just arguing in front of people. And I'm just, when I would get upset, I would just sit in my corner. I wasn't even going to pick a fight.
Yeah.
And the manager actually noticed that.
Pulling your hair out in the
corner? No, not at all. It's just.
No, I'm just kidding.
We got to just learn how to get a grip of ourselves. And then I could just go on about this. There was a lady with who I worked at a different medical building, and the manager there, she would be talking to herself down the hallway. She would be so rude, like no one liked her.
Jeez.
And it's like, what? I mean, you're managing this, and everyone has a bad day, but. You know what I mean? Come on, let's get it together. But of course, you couldn't tell her anything, because we just gotta do better. I feel like,
yes,
you know, it's there's a lot of going on about this anti-feminist or feminist movement, but let's kind of dig into the facts a little bit, because the best fact, the best truth that you can give, that you can present, is your own experience. I'm just speaking. That this is my experience.
And I'm glad you brought that up. And I wanted to actually have a little experience of our own. You know, let's pretend. Let us pretend that.
No, let's not pretend.
No, just for 1 second. Let's just say someone called you and you provide a good customer service.
Oh, that was always like all the time when I worked in customer service.
No. And I'm just saying, we actually have someone calling right now.
Okay.
Let's see. Go ahead. Hello?
Yeah. I was wondering if you got that special product. It's called that lip gloss product. Do you have some of that?
No.
And then you provide your excellent customer service. Here we go. Ready?
Ready?
I do the bit and you go.
You didn't tell me about any bit.
I told you
about
the bit.
What the heck is going on?
Okay, I'm going to pretend like I'm a customer.
Okay, well, you just gave it out, so forget it.
No, I'm going to be the customer and you're going to give me that great customer service. All right, ready? Here we go.
That's what I dealt with in the past. This is like flashback.
Hello. I was wondering if you had that special. I'm looking for that great, it's that lip gloss.
Okay, yeah, we have it right now.
Yeah, it's that lip gloss. It's red.
Okay, it's
red. Do you have something like that?
Yeah, we do. Would you like it to match your dress?
How do you know my dress is red?
Oh, I just took a wild guess.
Oh, my God. You are a psychic, aren't you, honey? You are a psychic, aren't you, honey? You are amazing. You know, who's your manager? Who's your manager? I'm going to give him 5 stars.
You know what? I've actually called.
You suck. No. You suck. That was horrible.
No. That was great.
No, that was good.
That was hilarious, by the way. You do a great impersonation as a woman. Have you had any experience?
I'd rather not talk about it. I'd rather not talk about that.
All right. No, but I've actually called companies to compliment them on great customer service because it stands out to me. It's not something that you see all the time.
Yeah.
Nowadays. But real quick, Nicole Tortorella.
God bless you.
He's an actor. He mentioned that award shows. Stop patting my back.
You're choking?
No, that's his name. He mentioned that award shows should nominate actors in a single category.
Okay.
Instead of being gender
neutral.
No, gender, quote unquote, bias, you know, instead of saying like best actor in a leading role, best actress in a leading role. So, okay. But then, see, the issue with that, I feel like, would be the fact that you're now going to have so many people competing for one award, it's no longer going to be broken down. And then, you know, it's going to limit the amount of people going home with an award, I feel like.
Okay.
Because it honestly reminds me of those gender-neutral bathrooms.
Okay.
Now you gotta wait. I mean, guys aren't used to waiting for women in the bed. And if you know a thing or two about that, you know that we're gonna take long. I remember I attended an event where it was a gender neutral.
That's right.
Restrooms, and there's just a line. It takes longer that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're kind of limiting the amount of people that are going to use a restroom because obviously they gotta go, and the fact that you're limiting the amount of talent that can go home with an award.
I see.
So that's my issue with that. I don't think that we should take away anything and just add. Maybe we can add a category for the best non-binary actor.
Okay.
You know? That's just my idea, my thoughts on it. What do you think?
This is way above my pay grade.
Okay. I had a feeling you might say that. The dead stare always gives it away.
No, just what are you talking about, the dead
you're
stare?
You're like, yeah, okay.
Okay, sure. No, I mean, you never know. I mean, they're adding categories all the time. They're changing things. But yeah. I see your point.
Well, okay, moving on.
Careful, don't. Careful with this piece
Scooters
of wood.
Are being thrown into lakes after being used.
So I'm guessing these scooters, they're just one of those like throwaway scooters. I mean, they're just...
No, they're electric.
They're electric? Those cost a lot of money, though. Why would you want to throw those away?
They do, yeah.
Do they explode after? Maybe that's it.
Well, in Oakland, California, one of these oldest wildlife refuge in North America, and home to dozens of bird species. It's not uncommon to see great blue freaking scooters floating around.
Oh my goodness.
So it's, you know, geez, they had an October cleanup crew and it just finished out. They fished out more like 60 electric scooters made by Bird. And its competitor, Lime.
Hey, Bird.
And Bird and Lime, Bird and Lime, are under fire because these scooters, you know, people that are riding them are just harming people. People are getting...
That's right. They're kind of running into people and stuff like that.
People are getting injured. I mean, can you imagine an elderly woman walking down the street?
I thought you were going to say riding the scooters, an elderly woman riding the scooters, like running into people.
No.
Somehow I was picturing that.
Not exactly.
But no, yeah, somebody hitting the elderly. Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. It's terrible. What's going on? And Mayor Garcetti should just put a stop to this.
Good luck with that.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Right. He gets paid just to go out and fish him out. You know?
He gets paid just to hang out with celebrities.
Right.
Just being real.
Was it Garcetti that he was like in some, I heard it on the news here on the SKS show, but he got booed off stage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was giving
a speech
at USC.
At USC, that's
USC
right.
USC campus, and he got booed
Some people, or hecklers. People were like...
Few minutes in, good for them.
Yeah.
You know what? Truth is that he's done nothing.
I mean, it's sad, but it's true, as Metallica says. Super true. Yeah. But no, for sure. I mean, and he has not done anything to really help. Wasn't he talking about homeless, helping the homeless?
You know what? The other day they were taking name downs, and I guess they're trying to get
a list of names?
Yeah, of the homeless population in downtown, trying to get them some housing. But it's the same thing over and over again. How many times have they done that?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, we're on to months now. It's been months since the last time that happened. And what, you know, people have to eat every day.
Yeah.
Like, people, it's a cold night out. People need to be clothed. They need to find some shelter tonight.
Right.
Not next month. Tonight.
Yeah.
People need it now. They needed this
right
yesterday.
Now. Yeah.
Let's not play with people's lives here. It's not all just a party. They're trying to cut us off, see?
I know. I feel like there's other people, though, that kind of do more than what Garcetti has done. You know, there's people in the public that has helped feed them or go out of their way to have some event for them or something to help them, you know,
yeah,
to give them clothing, churches and things like that. But him himself, I haven't seen anything of him actually going out and doing things like this.
You and everybody else. You and the homeless population.
Because I've been around the homeless a lot. You know,
yeah.
I live under a rock here. But I help out more than what I've seen him do.
Yeah, it sure seems like it.
I think
a lot of people could say I've done more. It's really unfortunate.
But
you know what? Who else is having a tough time? Boo-hoo. The NFL.
Really?
The NFL is having a tough time getting talent for the Super Bowl halftime show, which used to be such an honor for them to approach you. Hey, Chameleon.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you perform at the Super Bowl halftime show?
I think I'm busy.
Well, apparently you're not alone because that's what Cardi B has said.
Yeah,
that's
what
a lot
of
people...
feeding the homeless that day.
There you go. That's a good excuse. But they are having a tough time so far. And it's coming up in February and they still can't find talent. And you know what? Whoever they find, they're going to get grilled for performing. So people are like, okay, either I do this and I get the paycheck, but I'm going to have to face the backlash too. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think it might be worth it.
You think
the paycheck
it would
will be worth all the backlashes. So I don't think I should take my application out.
I guess you're right because it would be worth over people you don't know who don't pay your bills.
That's right. I got to pay my bills. I got to, you know.
Truth. That is very true. You make a
good
point.
So I did apply. I just want to let you know I had to apply because I need to make ends meet here. Brother's got to eat.
Oh, okay.
Brother's got to survive.
Well.
I got to feed my family.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
Has plenty to feed her family. And
really?
She wants to quit her show.
Well, maybe she wants to retire. She's been doing it a long time.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe she's got millions backed up. She's been saving.
Well, obviously.
You know.
But that's not the story. The story is She's getting tired of it. You know, it's tiresome. She's been doing it for a long time.
She's going to try something else, or is she just going to quit?
Maybe go back into comedy.
Oh, okay, stand up comedy.
You think that would be a good thing for her?
I think so. She's very funny. I think she goes out. People were going to follow her, and you know what? She should have her own podcast.
But also, doesn't the show provide her, give her the platform to be funny and to just, you know?
Yeah.
But at certain things, it's also on. It's also a family show, yeah. So certain things have to be. She's censored. I'm sure she feels in some way.
I think she's held back a little bit because, I don't want her to be raunchy. I don't think that's her character to be a raunchy person.
No,
you know, but
she's never like that. She
can be funny if she want. You know, if she uses certain, if she's on her own and not censored a little bit, I think there might be she can open up
she
a little
feels
bit more.
More free. That's what her wife Portia says. Like yeah. she feels like she just has so much to offer, and there's more there. There's more. Talent just in her, and she wants that out. And then her brother is telling her, no, stick to the show. What? Or is it the other way around?
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
I forgot. One of them, well, one is saying do it. The other one is saying, no, don't do it. Keep with the show.
Gotcha. And don't quit your day job.
Yeah, and
right?
It's between her wife and her brother. And they're just kind of going back and forth about it.
Yeah, but it comes down to her and her decision.
It does, yeah. But I mean, people say that she's like the white Oprah. You know what I mean? It's been
Who
out
said
there.
That?
It's been out there a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard that.
I have, yeah. Okay. A lot, like almost everything that I read that's about her and talks about her success, they mention that.
Interesting.
Yeah, because apparently she's just a big time talk show host, and before her was Oprah.
Wasn't Ricky Lake kind of like the Oprah, the white Oprah at one time? Did anyone say that?
I don't remember.
You remember?
I was
remember
way too
Ricky
young.
Lake?
I do remember her, but I was like too young to watch it, but yeah. I would still watch it.
Oh, okay, no. But she was pretty popular.
She was pretty popular. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, of course, Oprah is Oprah, but I mean.
Yeah.
But she was kind of like the white Oprah. But
think,
Ellen, okay.
Yeah, I think Ellen is more up there.
Yeah.
You know, is.
Anyhow. She's very funny. But, you know, if she does quit, let her do her thing. And, you know, I'm hoping to see her in a new special or something, you know, to kind of branch off. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it.
She's good people.
She's good people. You want to know
who's going to do that show, though? Not to cut you off, but who's going to do that celebrity show?
Yeah, let's keep talking about this. It's okay.
What?
I had some sad news anyways.
Oh, yeah. You're always bringing the sad news.
Debbie Downer
here. What else? Who's going to do that celebrity? What's that one show? That game that she does.
Which one?
She does some like celebrity.
Impressions?
No, that's us. Yeah. That. Yeah. But.
Well, I guess there's going to be new opportunities coming forward.
Oh, I guess I'm going to have to apply to that
Ellen,
one, too.
Ellen, I think, you know what? You've done it,
you
girl.
You got to have the SKS.
You've done
host.
It already. It's okay. Let someone else. Give someone else a chance.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Give us a chance. Give us a chance.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I think, you know what? It's whatever she wants to do.
That's right.
She earned the platform, and so be it. But you want to know who's going to be our Apple of the Week this week?
Oh, boy. I was looking forward to this.
A man in Southern California robbed a woman with a disability at a grocery store. And it's Christmas. Uh-oh, Chameleon. Chameleon is angry. Chameleon is kicking in the air. He's fighting him. He's playing pretend to fight him. He's punching the chair right now. One, two, over and over. Nonstop. Hey, don't throw away the apple shaker, okay?
That's my apple.
Oh, yes, the apple of the week.
Man, we got to shake that every time.
Oh,
boy, that is... Can you repeat that?
They're out there. You got to be careful, you guys. You know what? Holiday season is here. Shoppers are just out. But also the robbers. People want to take your things away. And you just got to be careful.
It makes me so mad.
I know. No,
but someone to go out and to rob a disability woman, someone who can't fend for herself, or it could be a woman
or a disability woman. It's a disabled woman.
Smithers wrote down disability. I damn it, Smithers. Women with disability.
Yeah, okay. Women with disability.
Okay, that's what I just said.
It's different. No,
a disabled okay. woman anyways, can be the same.
It's anyways. Terrible. It's terrible if and you steal from anyone. Yeah.
And you know what? Because of Christmas, I even seen people are impatient. I go to these Best Buys because I install, you know, for Magnolia.
Yeah.
And Magnolia, I'm gonna give a shout out. For Magnolia, we do all the installs, all the fancy installs for your speakers. Go. But I go to these Best Buys and people are like going in there and they're impatient. Mm. And it's just crazy.
Yeah.
So people are just impatient. Go and grab it. Everything's going off the shelves. Wrapping paper is out. If you go to Target, they're out. If you found, you know, if you looked into that, everything's gone. And to go rob somebody is with a disability, it just makes me sick to my stomach.
She was on the electric scooters that they have.
Should have run them over or something.
She didn't know that it happened until she was about to pay. And I remember these bastards. Two old ladies did that to my mom once.
No.
Yeah, they were like Thelma and Louise. They were like Thelma and Louise, but like the freaking 80-year-old version. Oh, and this boy. Happened when I was so young. It happened at a Vons on, where is it located? Somewhere in Hollywood. Anyways, one of them started talking to her and was making, she was trying to argue with her about something, about bread. It was weird because it happened in the bread aisle.
Oh, okay.
And then this other lady.
Which all fights happen.
Was behind. And I kept looking at her because I thought she was weird. You know, like, why are you just standing there?
Yeah.
And she kept telling me, go over there, go. And she stuck her tongue out at me.
Oh,
and
no.
And she was like, get out, get out. Anyways, and I got scared and I'm like, Mom. And I'm trying to tell her, like, Mom, this lady, you know, she's like bothering me. And my mom's like, shh, you're being rude. I'm talking right now. Do not interrupt me. You're being rude. And then she goes back and then. All is said and done. They leave. She turns around. Her purse is gone.
Oh, and you were trying to get her attention.
And I'm like, Mom, I'm trying to tell you this lady right here. And then she, guess what? And she blamed it on me.
Oh, my gosh.
She was like, why didn't you tell me? I was trying to tell you. And she was telling me that I was being rude for interrupting her. And I was just trying to like, hello.
Yeah, hello.
But like I said, I was super young. And, you know, parents... They're going to be parents sometimes.
This episode is brought to you by A-Plus Total Cleaning, baby. That's right. I mean, for $99, you can't go wrong with three rooms.
No, you can't.
And everything is done. It's steam cleaned. It's, you know, you. Someone spills something on the floor. It's
someone
cleaned
throws
up.
And
it's cleaned up instantly. Anyways, you got three rooms for $99. Normal price is $150. Come on. Go to aplustotalcleaning@gmail.com.
By the way.
Yes.
Zero media coverage on the Mexican and French Revolution that is happening right now. You guys, you have no idea what's going on.
What does
Look
that have
up.
To do with some cleaning?
I had to throw it in there because people need to be aware.
Anyway, use SKS. In the subject or in the description when you email and you get $99 half off. Just wanted to mention that. All right.
So the old
yes.
president is out of Mexico, Peña Nieto, the biggest corrupt bum ever. Now,
nice.
Mr. President Obrador is in. There is a town called Los Pinos in Mexico where it was the retreat of Peña Nieto's. It's, you know, fancy gated community. No one is allowed. That's where they held their meetings. Now, it is open to the public. It's now sort of like a museum. All the paintings, the fancy furnishing, it was auction part of it. And given to the people, but it's all in an orderly fashion, okay? No one bursted in and stole the goods like in The Dark Knight or whatever, you know what I mean? No, it's in an orderly fashion. There are guards guarding the palace, but the people are now allowed in there and they're holding dances, their indigenous dances. They're getting funded to be able to farm Since certain corporations take away their land, it is a revolution happening right now. And we have to look into it because you know what? Whatever goes down in Mexico affects us. We are seeing that with the caravan and people trying to come in, trying to flee the corruption and the violence. So we have to be aware of what's going
on.
We
do. Well, that's all we have for tonight. Check us out, StrangeChameleonShow.com, for all of our news that we just mentioned right here. Thank you all for listening to The Strange Chameleon Show. Remember, if you find out that your scooter is gone, jam on!
Have a strange night and have strange dreams.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.